back to.
Okay, today is Daf Chav Zayin. We're going to go back to Chav Vav Amud Beis. We're going to go back a lot. We're going to go back to Tana Rabbanan, which is on the before the lines even get wide. Tana Rabbanan. We'll go back, we'll start from there, we'll get back into the flow. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael, Molas Ove Kochavim L'Shum Ger. A Jew is allowed to give a bris mila to a goy to get him to become Jewish. But Lafuke L'Shum Murna Delo. Not for a murna. What's murna? For a medical reason. That you don't do. A Jew does not give a bris mila to a goy for a medical reason. For a Jew, to make him Jewish, 100%. For Ove Kochavim, what about a goy? Lo Mol. Lo yimol es Yisrael, b'nei shechashud on shvichas damim. They cannot give a bris mila to a Jew, because b'choshish on shvichas damim, divrei Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir said. V'chacham omrim, oved kochavim mol es Yisrael, he can, bizman she'achem omdim lagabo. If someone's watching. Avol beino, lo. But between each other, no one's around, no. Reb Meir omar, even if someone's watching, you can't. Why? Because somehow it'll make him into a kurshavcha. So he's watching. Oh, I made a mistake. The suffer of mayor, right? You hear? So it's a machlokes for mayor and dechachamim. The suffer of mayor over the chavim low. Mayor holds that, right? The mayor holds the guy can't give a brismila for a minute. 1 minute. Ir she'ein bar rofe Yisrael. If the city doesn't have a mail, v'yesh bar rofe kusi, and you have a kusi, v'rofe ovde kochavim, or a guy, yachal ovde kochavim, yimol ovde kochavim, go to the guy, v'al yimol kusi, divra mayor. Says the mayor, go to the guy. Don't go to the kusi, go to the guy. Why? Why go to the guy, and not the kusi? Because the guy is tam a guy. Kusi is doing it l'shem kusi avodah zarah. A guy's not doing that. That's Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yimol Kutzi Val Yimol Ovdei Kochavim. Now let the guy do it. Let the guy do it. I'm sorry. Let the Kutzi do it and not let the guy do it. So what do you see? What do you see? Reb Meir is not choshish for a guy. Reb Meir is not choshish for a guy. Right? Reb Meir just said over here, let the guy do it, not the Kutzi. Reb Meir is not choshish for a guy. How can Reb Meir say he's choshish for a guy? Epoch, switch around the shitas. Reb Meir Omer, Yimol Kusi. Reb Meir says, let the Kusi do it. V'lo Ovdei Kochavim, not the guy. Why? Reb Meir is now consistent. Reb Meir now is consistent. Let the guy do it. Let the Kusi do it, not the guy. Reb Yehuda Omer, Ovdei Kochavim, v'lo Kusi. Now, Reb Yehuda is the one who says, don't let the guy do it, let the Kusi do it. I'm sorry. Let the guy do it, not the Kusi. That's, and Reb Yehuda also says that's fine. For Tanya, Reb Yehuda Omer, how do you know a guy can't do a bris mila? How do you know a guy can't do a bris mila? Shenemar says, V'ata es brisi tishmar. You have to keep my bris. Only you can do a bris mila. So what on earth is Reb Yehuda saying? Yeah, a guy can do a bris mila. What do you mean a guy can do a bris mila? Right? What do you mean a guy has to go do a bris mila? How's a guy doing a bris mila for a Jew? Is he doing that? El olam lo tepach. Don't switch the shittas around. If we don't switch the shittas around, what's the problem? The problem is that one place where Meir said a guy cannot do it, and here he said he can. V'hacha ma'yaskinan b'rofe mumcha. No, he's a doctor. He's a rofe mumcha. So what's going to... Thank you. So what's going to happen? He's going to mess up his whole career because he wants to hurt one Jew, make the Jew into a can't have children. He's going to do that. He's going to ruin his whole reputation for one Jew. Not going to do that. Tosfos says on top, afilu eno mumcha lemila. Even if he's not a surgeon for me, he's not a surgeon for mila. He's a surgeon for feet. And they're going to hear that this guy botched up a bris mila. He's not going to get any business. Right? Lo mara nafshe b'chol davar she'tasek bo. He's not going to ruin his reputation. Anything he does. What does he do? He's a doctor. Not going to ruin his reputation. So therefore, it says Reb Meir, it's okay.
So why did Reb Meir not use the Mukha argument with the midwife? She also has a reputation.
I guess not. It's a good question. The Chiyasar of Dimi, Amar of Yochanan, Im Hayim Mumcha, Rabbi Mutter. If the guy's a Mumcha, he's Mutter. It's going to give Ruth's reputation because he doesn't like a Jew. Not going to happen. Now, if Yehuda said it's okay to go to a kusi, how could that be? For Tanya, Yisrael molas a kusi. Yisrael could give a bris mil to a kusi. For kusi lo yamol Yisrael. Rene shamol l'shem har grizim. Divrei Yehuda. Because when they do bris milah, they do it l'shem har grizim. So it's worse than a goy. Stam just wants to hurt you. So if he's a mum, he's not going to hurt you. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. Omlo Rabbi Yossi, explaining Rabbi Yehuda. What? It's because it's another religion that they hold from.
Uh-huh. But how do you know what the monk is thinking?
Now the monk is not thinking anything. We're starting the kusi now.
No, I said, why would you think that?
Because a kusi is very, very passionate about their religion. And everything they do for their religion. So we're afraid that when they give a bismillah, right? He's doing it l'shem hargrizim, which is an avodah zarah. Says Rabbi Yossi, who said that avodah zarah? Who said you have to do bris milah l'shma? Who made that rule? So his thoughts are l'shem grizim. Who cares? How does that possible bris milah? Who made up that rule?
It's negative
kavanah. Negative kavanah. He's doing a bris milah.
What is for bris milah?
I'm the father. I don't know how to do bris milah. Make it the shliach. Do it. He's thinking about his girlfriend. So what? He's thinking about his avodah zarah. So what? He's thinking about the Yankees. So what? Doesn't make a difference. Thinking about something else. What's the difference? So he's thinking about avodah zarah. There's no lishma. There's no issue. Imagine this. I tell you, I don't have time to toivel my kelim. So I ask you to toivel my kelim. You toivel it with shame avodah zarah. What? Did I toivel now? No such thing by bris milah. No such thing. Do the bris milah. Cut the milah off. That's all it is. It's no different than tefillas kelim. So I said, tefillas kelim, everyone understands that. Oh, you can have any kavanah you want. The kelim are toivled. What's the difference? What's the difference with bismillah? No difference. Now, that's what Rabbi Yossi said. So what's the kasha? Of course a kusi could do it. He's thinking about whatever. Who cares what he's thinking about? Right? Elamol v'holech, let him do bismillah, let his life go on. Ajtei tenafsho. All right, he should die. Because the line says he's a kusi. Right, he should die. To klal, he should die, but still a good bris milah. So where are we up to? Right? Now, el olam epoch, kabrita meyikara. Really, if you want, we can change the sheetness around, like I said before. Right? So, that which means that our mayor holds, let a kusi do it, and not a goy, because our mayor is always choshish for goyim. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda said, let the guy do it. There's no kasha on Rebbeir. Now there's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. How now, with the kasha, Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, now there's a steer within Rabbi Yehuda, hahi, the one that said it's no good, is not Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who, that's a different person. It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? It's time Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, different person. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Menayin Lamila, Lava Gachavim, Shi Psula. How do you know a brismila done by a guy is no good? Only Jews can do bris milahs. So hold. I don't think we let goyim do bris milahs. I don't know. The Tosfos says in the bottom.
No.
What?
We do it again. Yeah.
Tosfos is going to talk about a woman. We're going to get to women in a minute. Can a woman do a bris milah? So Amar Rav Chista.
It was in the
Torah. What?
It's in the Torah.
What?
Woman did a bris milah.
Who? Tzipora? The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to weasel out of it. Don't worry. She didn't really do it. She just hired somebody. It doesn't mean her. The Gemara is going to say that. Now, my time with Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? The Tzivit says, Lashem himol, only for Hashem. So there is a Lashma element to Bismillah. It's not like Tzilas Kalim. It is a Lashma element. Lashem himol. Rabbi Yossi Amar, himol himol. No. Bismillah is no different than Tefillas Kalim. Go do it. There's no shma, there's no kavana. A robot could do it, exactly. V'idach, ayak zev Hashem limo. Doesn't it say Hashem limo? How can Rabbi Yossi say there's no kavana? It says Hashem limo. Now, Hoba Pesach zev. Look at the pasuk. Let's talk about Karban Pesach. That has to be the shma. V'idach, nam yak zev himol yimol. Doesn't it say himol yimol? What does himol yimol mean? You shall surely do the bismillah, which means anybody could do it. Nah, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam. Torah sometimes writes like that. The Torah just writes that people talk, right, when they're angry, when they're emphatic. You surely will be punished. Right? That's how people talk. And the Torah talks the same way. So there's no extra limud from the extra word himo yimo, no limud extra. That doesn't Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam. Says Tosfos of Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, Amari, demand the Islay Hacha Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam. If you hold that concept, the Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, which means that words that are repeated teach you nothing, if you hold that, Yachal Leos, Eina Cholek Al Hashev Tashev. He doesn't argue on Hashev Tashev. You should surely return a lost object. Va'al Hocheach Tochiach. No one disputes that, those limutim. No one in Shas ever disputed that. Kiyotze behen, de darshina lehu, de loash gachna, tana de polig. No one argues on those memories, on those ideas. No one argues in the whole Shas about that. Viraya, de Reb Shimon Omer Perak Matias Isha, ala avo ta avitenu. Right? It's avo ta avitenu about a mashkin. De bertorah kloshim ne yadam. Reb Shimon Gufre, de reish perak kamad, Rosh Hashanah, aser ta aser. The same man who said Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam by Abed to Abed, darshan from Aser to Aser. So therefore, V'tzarechin B'davar, says Tosfos, I don't have an answer. Right? The Eze Tam, Omar Talmud, Pa'amim Kach, Pa'amim Kach. How come sometimes we say Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, sometimes we have a drasha? And the drasha nobody argues on, even the ones that hold Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam will darshan a double lashan. So what's the answer? Says Tosfos, I have no idea. Right?
Can't just be Masorah.
What? So, but why is that? Shouldn't it be more consistent? That if the Torah ever uses a double Lashon, there's a reason why the Torah said a double Lashon. Right? There's a reason. Hashev to Hashev, Hocheach to Chiach. You shall surely rebuke your friend. Right? So what does the Gemara learn? 100 times you have to tell him in a nice way. And if he's not going to listen, you don't have to tell him. All these drushes. No one argues on that. And then sometimes, double Torah Lashon. No, we don't learn anything from that. That's how the Torah talks. We don't learn anything from that. So shouldn't it be consistent? So says Tosfos, I don't know why it's not consistent.
Satisfying because we learn every single letter. We
correct. Right? Yeah, so now we say that sometimes
it's extra. It's a big difference between saying, "Listen, you're going to get punished," or "I'm going to really punish you."
Right. So sometimes we say, "Oh, I'm really," right? And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say, "It's a different talk." Learn
something out. To put emphasis that something's worse than another.
Right. But sometimes we say, and sometimes we don't. See, we're saying there's nothing. It says himo yimo. You shall surely. We don't want anything from that.
I think we have this verse like 10 times.
Correct. Because we don't have an answer. It's really a Shavuos night topic, by the way. What does it mean? Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam. That's really a Shavuos night topic. You can spend 3 hours on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can answer.
So you want to talk about that?
What?
I think you have an answer on that.
Right. Itmar. Back to the story. Minayin lemila ba'ovdei kochavim shi psula. How do you know a guy can't do a bris mila? We just said how, but another they learned in a different yeshiva. How do you know? So Dari Rav Papa Mishmei Derav Amar Dari Dari Bar Papa is one of Rav Papa's sons.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dari Bar Papa, how often does he show up? Dari Bar Papa, pretty rare.
Besides every
Siyam, right? What do you say? The Ata Sprisi Tishmar, you keep my bris, meaning a Jew, not a goy. Rabbi Yochanan Himo Yimo. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Himo yimo, you shall surely do a bris milah, not goyim."
You're not inconsistencies throughout the Gemara. Whenever they do, he didn't live in the same generation as Rob, obviously. Okay,
right.
Because there's a couple of people in between who told him the same thing. Right.
So I don't know why.
With that one?
Right.
So he's using the same drasha to learn that you have to do it by a Jew.
By a Jew, yeah.
He's
Right. So now he's learning out from there. He's allowed to learn it out, right? So my benayhu, what's the difference how you learn it out? The difference is Aravi Mahul the Gavnuni Mahul Ikabinayu. What about an Arab or a Gavnuni, which is another person that holds from Brismila? What about an Arab? Can an Arab do a Brismila on a Jew? It's a Christian for sure not. What about an Arab? Manda Amar Himo Yimol. If you hold Himo Yimol, right? Ikka. Then they're allowed to. Why? Because they themselves have a Brismila. Yeah,
right.
So they're allowed to give a Brismila to someone else because they have one.
The same bris
meal
for the same reason we have
bris meal. Correct. Right. But that's not the issue. They're mahal. So if they're mahal, they can make you mahal.
But if that's the same thing as a kusi, so what's the difference?
What? No, but a kusi we say what's worse because they have a negative kavana.
Right.
They have kavana. Good Arab. Yeah. Call an Arab. He's a good guy. He's a good doctor. He let him do the bris milah. Can you do that? Well, he himself has a bris milah. But Laman da Amar, Himo. One second. Man da Amar Himo Yimol Ika. Man da Amar Tzbisi Tishmar Leka. At the end of the day, they're not Jews, so they can't. Laman da Amar Himo Yimol Ika. What are you talking about? If you hold that if you, as long as you have a bris milah yourself, you can do it on someone else. That's true. But now we learned, Kone, if somebody makes a neder, she'eni nana min ha'arilim, I'm not going to have hana from anybody who's an aril. What does he mean by that? He means by that, mutter ba'arili Yisrael, he's allowed to have hana from a Jew who doesn't have bris milah. However, va'asr ba'mule avodei kochavim, and he's asr in a guy that has a bris milah. Why? Because the guy that has a bris milah is still a guy. When you say arilim, you mean goyim. I, Arabs, it doesn't make a difference. There's a billion of them. It still doesn't make a difference. Makes no difference. It's still considered a guy. What kind of answer was that? If the Arab is a bismillah, he can give you a bismillah. Of course he can't. He's still considered a guy. So he says, you're right. Alma, af agaf, the mihili, even though they have a bismillah, command the low mihili dummies. He says, they don't have a bismillah. Halachically, they don't have, halachically, they don't have one. Ella, ikibinayu, Yisrael, shemeso achib machmas milah, falomaluhu. Now you know what the nafkamina is? A Jew who doesn't have a bismillah, because he can't have one. He's a patur from having one because his brothers died from bismillah. So he's not going to have a bismillah his whole life. So can he be a moil? Doesn't have a bismillah, but he's Jewish. So, that's the machlokas. Leman da armar vatas bisi tishmar ikka. He's Jewish. Uleman da armar himo imo leka. He's not, he doesn't have a bismillah. Of course he's Jewish. Kind of for a minion. He can get an aliyah. Of course he doesn't have a bismillah. He can't be a moil. Uleman da armar himo imo leka. But nan, is that true? That's not true. We just said, konim sha'an eni nana mimulim. I'm not going to have hana from anybody that doesn't have a bris milah. Right? I'm sorry. Sha'eni nana mimulim. Mulim do have a bris milah. Right? Yeah. Asr ba'aril Yisrael, umotur ba'mule ovzik ochavim. Right? You're not allowed to have hana from a Jew that doesn't have a bris milah. You'll have enough from a guy that does. Alma, what do you see? Afagav de lo bihili, come on to bihili chadami. They consider as if they have a bismillah. So the Jew who doesn't have a bismillah for a valid reason, for not because he's not religious, valid reason, he's not allowed to. He has a patur. So he has some kind of blood thing saying he can't have a bismillah. So if he's considered as if he has a bismillah, so of course he could be a moil. That's not a that can't be right. El ikibanayu isha. The issue is a woman. What about a woman? Can a woman be a moil? Lemanda amar va'atas bisi tishmar leka. If you hold the pasuk is at the brisi tishmar, a woman cannot be a moil. Who said that? Dor bar Papa said that pasuk. Ulamanda amar. Why? Dishalab basmilahi. She's not in the rubric of brismila. Doesn't mean that she's wrong. Nothing wrong with her. She was created as a female. Females can't have brismilas. Ulamanda amar himol yimol. But if you hold himol yimol, ikka, she can give a brismila. Why can't she? The isha commanded mihili dummy. She's considered as if she's in the world of brismila. Okay, technically, biologically, she can't have one, but she's considered as if she does have one, therefore she can give bismillah to you. Right? Now, umiyika lamanda amar isha lo? Does anyone hold a woman can't give her bismillah? Ivok ziva tikach sipor ritzar. Sipor took the stone to give her bismillah. So the Gemara says, karbe vatakach. Read it that she got someone else to do it. She hired somebody. Ivok ziva tikros.
Who did she hire?
I don't know. Vok ziva tikros. It says she hired a guy.
That's
you know?
A guy.
That's someone
we don't choose back there, except
for right away. No, souls there.
So
which guy did she hire?
One second. But it says Vatichros. It says she cut it. She says she cut it. No, Karibe Vatachras. Say she hired somebody to cut it. The Amr Inchi, the Amr Lina Shachrini of it. You got someone else to do it. Eboy same, or another answer, if you don't like that one, that Isya Ihi Vaschala Vasa Moshe Vagwe. She started it and then Moshe finished it.
Moshe finished it.
Yeah, Moshe finished it. The Asa Moshe Vagri. Moshe came along and finished it.
Wasn't Moshe did have his own problems at that time?
What?
Wasn't he stuck in his own situation?
Was waste and,
yeah.
Sorry, he was released.
Yeah. Once he sells it, he was released and then he was free to do
his job. So look at the bottom toes of us. So can a woman be a male or not?
It all depends where you live.
Yesh. Shekot lispo karav. There are those that paskin like Rav, right? Daru Bar Papa was in the name of Rav. Right? That said a woman can't because she's not mitzvah. Right? She ain't Isha Ksher Lamul. A woman cannot be a male. Af Agaf, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, look like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said they can. That, Baha Hilchasa Kirav, still here we pass him like Rav. Why? The Bryce said, Rabbi Huda Hanasi, Kame Kavase, because Rabbi Huda Hanasi also said no. Avol Bahag Pasak, Isha Ksher Lamul. Isha can be a male. Why? The Rav, Ularav, the Amar Enoch Ksher Lamul, Sarach Lavarch, Parakam, the Kedushin, the Mat, the Mitzrak, Oso, Velo, Osa, she doesn't have to seek it out. She has no chiyuv to seek it out because she herself is not mitzvah. So anything you're not mitzvah to do, you don't have to do for your son. Right? We had that, that's a gemara there in Kedushin, right? But it doesn't mean that she can't do it. That means it's kosher. So Tosfos brings down machlokas. How do we pass the halacha? I don't know. Did anyone ever hear of a woman doing a bris milah? I never heard of such a thing, right? What if she does it? Is it kosher? I don't know. Machlokas and Tosfos, right?
Yeah. Who are the Arabs? They're not Muslims, because it's pre-Muslim. This, who's the Arabs compared to the Akbar?
So,
what are the Arabs here?
Arabs are Arabs. I would venture to say that even before Muhammad, there were Arabs that got bris milahs.
Of course there were.
Right?
How different than the Akbar he's talking about?
Akbar are Christians, or pagans.
Pagans. Pagans, and then who were the Arabs? They had a religion? Arabs.
No, they had a people. They lived in Arabia.
They had a religion,
but it was more pagan.
Yeah.
It was more pagan.
But
they had pagan religion.
It was a pagan religion, but they did certain things.
But they did certain things that would, yeah.
Is it the sense
of
Yishmael theory?
Yeah. Yishmael's offspring.
The fact that Muhammad brought down a lot of Jewish traditions suggests that their religion
was probably very similar.
Was very similar to...
Or he did it to attract Jews.
No, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. Bear in mind that if you accept that they were descendants from Ishmael,
right,
he would have learned from Abraham.
Correct. Okay, next Mishnah. Misrapin mehen ripui mamon. You're allowed to go to the doctor to a guy if it's a money issue. Avalo ripui nefashos. Not if it's a nefesh issue. What that means, the Gemara itself doesn't know what that means. Ain mistaper mehen b'chol makom divur meir. Says to me, you can't take a haircut by them. Can't take a haircut by a goy, right? Reb Chama omer b'rushus rabim mutar avolo beino lebeino. In the rushus rabim you can. In the public street you can. Not in the guy's basement. My rifu mamod, my rifu nefashos. What does that mean? Rifu mamon, rifu nefashos. What does that mean? Ilema rifu mamon b'schar rifu nefashos b'chinam. Does it mean that one you're going to pay, one you're going to get for free, right? So if it's for payment, you could go to the guy. If it's for free, you can't. Is that what it means? Then it's why the mission to say that. Then listen, Misrapin Mehan Bishar. You can go to hire them if you're gonna pay them. Avalo Bechinam, not if they're gonna do you a favor for free. That can't be right. Ella, what does it mean? E Rifu Mamon Dover She'en Bo Sakana. Rifu Mamon means it's not Sakana. You have an ingrown toenail. So it's gonna kill you because you have an ingrown toenail, it's not gonna kill you. So that you can go to a guy. But you have a heart condition, you can't go to the guy because maybe he'll kill you. Rifu nefasho, davar sheish bo sakana. Is that what the pshat is? From Rav Yehuda, afilu ridvula de kulista lo masdina minayu. Even for some kind of shoulder...
Blood letters.
Even blood letters, which is what? Which is not going to kill you. That even that you can't go to a guy. So that can't be right. So that's not to do with sakana or not. Ella, what does it mean? Rifu mamon is behemto. Yeah, you know, yeah, you can take your animal to the guy. You can go to take the veterinarian to the guy's veterinarian. That you can do. Rifu nefashos. Rifu nefashos is gufe. Rifu nefashos is you yourself. Right? I have a dumb rifuda. I feel a rifuda de kursula. Lama stina minayu. And this is exactly what Rifuda said. To go to bloodletting by the guy, you can't go. Why? Because it's you. And you can't even go for an ingrown toenail. Why? Nothing for yourself you can go. For the animal, so bring the animal, bring the dog. The dog needs something, you can go bring the animal. Amar v'chista, amar v'okfa, aval im amalo, sam ploni yafalo, sam ploni ralo, mutter. Hey, you meet the guy in the bus, and he's a doctor. He tells you, oh, you have to have that condition? This is a great medicine, it'll work fantastic. That you can listen to him. Why? Savar shiule mashalo. To ask him, you can ask him. That you can ask him.
How the hell mumchus this?
That's why you could ask him. Ki hechi de mashalo, mashalo na shachrini. Right? So you're going to ask someone else, you're going to tell over the story. It'll come to ruin his reputation. So why can't you go to him for an ingrown toenail? It's a good question. It's a good question. Right? Why can't you go to him for an ingrown toenail? You're afraid he's going to kill you? But then it's going to ruin his reputation. No one's ever going to go to him. He's botched up that. Not going to go to him for anything else. Yeah. Amar Rava, Amar of Yochanan, Amrila, Amar of Chista, Amar of Yochanan. Want to listen to this Gemara. Safek chai, safek mace, ain misrapin behen. If it's a suffix, you're going to die. Suffix, you're not going to die. You can't go to him. Why? Because he'll kill you.
Him in particular?
A guy. To a guy. You can't go to a guy.
But to one in particular? Or
Vada. Look at Rashi. Suffix chai, suffix mace. Holy. If you don't get help, rofe from a doctor, suffix yichya, suffix yamus. Maybe you're going to live. Maybe you're going to die. Ain misrabmi. You can't go. Why? They're going to surely kill him. Don't go, maybe you'll live. You hear this? However, Suffolk, where am I? Suffolk, Vadai Mace, if you're surely going to die, Mr. Robin Man, you might as well go. Why? You have nothing to lose. Anyway, you're going to die. Mr. You're going to die anyway. When are you going to die, exactly? What did the doctor say? How much time do you have to live? So Rashi says,
you'll surely die if you don't go to him.
So you might as well, no, you might, look at Rashi. So, Vaday Meish Misrapin, Heched Yedinan, if you know, Shin Lo Yir Pa'enu, Yamus, you don't go to him, you're going to die. Ve'ein Kan Yisrael Urfoso, there's no Jewish doctor. Misrapin Lehen, go. Dovi Gochavim, my Avidle, what's he going to do to you? Habalav Hachi Yamus, he can die anyway. Ve'shem Yir Pa'enu, Hovde Gochavim, maybe he'll help, maybe the attacker won't kill you. So you have nothing to lose, you might as well go. Right? Now, next one. Yes, the Gemara. Vademeis Mesabemen, Meis, Hugachayesha. Maybe you can live a little longer if you don't go to him. If you go to him, he'll kill you on the spot. If you don't go to him, you'll live for a little while. So what are you going for? What? Rashi says, Chayesha, Sha'oved Kochavim Mimaher Lahamiso. He's going to rush to kill you. Veshem Yom O Yomayim Yichya. Maybe you live a day or two longer. A lot of the modern day poskim. Holy child, say Rashi's not blav dafka a day or two. I mean, a day. What about 3 days? Blav dafka a day or two, but maybe you'll live a little longer. How could you?
It's even better if it says a day or two.
Right. So does it mean a day or two? Does he mean anything?
No.
Was he being bedafka when he said a day or two?
But if I tell you a day or two, that means any chance.
Yeah, a month for sure.
Exactly.
So how could you go to a guy? You live. You have a month to live. You're going to go to him. He'll kill you on the spot. Right? How could you go to him? Answers to Gemara: L'chayisha lo chayshinon. What does that mean? How do they translate that? We're not worried about lo chayshinan, lo chayshinan v'chayisha. What does that mean, lo chayshinan v'chayisha? The fact that you might live longer, if you don't go, we don't care about that. Lo chayshinan, we don't care about that. Go to him, why? Because he might save you. Maybe he'll kill me and I would have lived for a month, now I'm going to die right this minute. I don't care about that.
Because you might live much longer. If
you hear what the Gemara just said?
Absolutely.
That makes sense?
Does it make sense?
Says Tosfos on top. That makes no sense. Vaha Larina bi Yuma. We have in Yuma. Mipachin Eglavis Hagal b'Shabbos. If somebody is, a building collapses on a guy on Shabbos, what will we do? We'll take the rubble away. Even if there's a 1% chance, I could save the guy. Why? Because when it comes to Chil Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh, we do anything.
Right?
Maybe he'll live a little bit longer. He surely hurts. The whole building collapsed on him. But we're going to move the whole rubble. We're going to get the bulldozer right now on Shabbos because maybe we can save his life a little bit. So of course we care for Chayisha. So what's the Gemara here saying? Doesn't make sense.
It's not the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. The answer is Tosfos. It's not the same thing exactly. What we're doing is we're always Choshesh for life. You hear what we're doing? The ikkar lemeimar, the hacha v'hasam avdin l'tova so. We're always doing something to his benefit. So to get the bulldozer, it's for his benefit. To tell him not to go to a goy when you're going to die anyway, and maybe he'll kill you now, but like you said, maybe he'll save your life, you'll have 20 more years to live.
Right.
So we do whatever is for his benefit. It's unbelievable vart.
Potential
benefit. The hacham, imlo, tachosh, yavas. If we don't get the bulldozer, he's for sure going to die. The whole building collapsed on him. There's no chance. V'hacha im tachush v'lo yisrape. Don't go to that guy. He's a guy. Right? Yeah, but if I go, I could live. And no matter what, I'm going to die. No matter what. But if I go to him, maybe he'll save me. Right? We're about to vade, push off the suffix. Right? So go get the bulldozer. Maybe I have a chance. Go to the doctor, you have a chance. Both cases are not, they're not inconsistent. Just the opposite. They're both consistent. What we're doing is saving life.
This is not applicable today, though.
It's 100% about going to a guy? No. Achil Shabbos? Yes. 100% yes. Going to a guy? No. None of this applies today.
Because
people
it's,
go
to, because it's a government.
Right. All that. They're not going to ruin your reputation. Right. They're not. The whole teva. They're not like that. Now, can you go to a Nazi doctor? I don't know about that. In Germany, in the 1940s, I don't know about that. Right? That's a different story. That's this. Right? But today, it doesn't apply. Right? In America, in Europe, it doesn't apply. These kinds of doesn't apply. Okay. How do you know if a chai shah, we don't care about that? Again, we don't care about that where it's going to hurt him.
Right.
Right, it's also said. We don't care about chai shah where it's going to be to his detriment. How do you know we don't care? Tziv. They were going to, by these Mitzorim, by Gechazi, so they were so hungry they were going to die. So they should go there, they're going to get food. I'm not sure the whole story.
They didn't know that the camp was outside.
Right.
They didn't know if they go over there, they're going to get killed. If they go over there, they'll feed them.
Uh-huh.
So they went to go take a chance.
So they took the chance not to go.
No, they went.
Vikachaisha. Aye, but maybe they were going to get killed faster. So what does he see? No, you have a chance to get saved, and a chance to get killed. Take the chance to get saved,
right?
No question about it. So that's a very key Tosfos, by the way.
Also worked out well, though.
Right. Meisvei lo yisavitin adam im haminin. Don't have any conversation with a min. Don't go down that road. Ve'misrap in the hand. I feel the chayisha. Even for chayisha, you shouldn't do it. Why not? Meisa be. Ben Achotz Hashor Bishmal. There was once a story with him. Sheachisho Nachash. He got bitten by a snake. Ubo Yaakov Ish Kfar Tzchanya. And Yaakov from Kfar Tzchanya came. Says Rashi, who is that person? Kidamina Beperakama. Like I said in the first parak. Now, the censors in the first parak censored it. In this parak, they didn't censor it. Because it wasn't me. Because they were, leave that in. That they didn't censor. But they censored it in the first parak. He was some Talmud of Jesus, right? He was some Talmud of his, right? That was censored in the first parak. So in the first parak, in Daf Yud Zayin, it didn't say who that was. Rashi, they censored the Rashi. Here it says, like I said in the first parak, they didn't censor it. Anyway, what?
You gotta love it.
Yeah. The Yai, if it said, it doesn't mean he was Mamash a Talmud, the Talmud is not right. It means he was a descendant of a Talmidim. Right. He was from that camp. That's anyway, Vlo Nicho Bishmal, they wouldn't go. They wouldn't go to him to get healed. So Omar Vamalei Rabbi Shmuel, Achi Hanachlov Arpa Mimenu. Let me go. Let me go to him. Says him in. So what? Vani Ekrom Minam Mikrom Minak Katora Shul Mutter. I'll bring you a riot. It's Mutter. So V'lo Hispik Ligmar Zadavar Achi Yitzin Ishmas of a Meith. He wouldn't let up, and the guy died. He died because he didn't get healed. So Kara Alav Rabbi Shmuel Ashrecha Ben Dama. What a lucky man. Shagufo Tahar V'yatza Nishmasecha B'Tahira. He left. With the words mutter. He died with the words mutter. Like with a mutter on his lips. V'lo avart al divrei chaverecha, she'omrim paritz geder yinashku nachash. He didn't violate the rule of the chachamim, go to this guy to be healed, because we have a statement that when you violate the chachamim, it's like getting bitten by a snake. So he didn't, don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, so what do you see from here? Right? Then even if you're definitely going to die, you can't go. So Gemara says, Shanei Minos, that's worse. A guy is a different story. A guy you can go to. Why? Because you have a chance, I'll save you. A min won't let up. A min, they're not going to kill you, they're going to drive you crazy. Don't go to them. A guy you can go to. That's different. They're totally different people. Yeah? Amar Mar. Lo avart al divrei chaverecha she'omrim paritz geder yinashku nachash. They said, lucky here, lucky guy. He didn't get bitten by a snake. But he did get bitten by a snake.
Yeah.
That's why he died. Ihu nami chivya tarke. What do you mean? He got bitten by a snake.
No, he didn't get bitten. He was bitten already.
He was bitten already. So what do you mean he's not going to get bitten by a snake? He was already bitten. So Gemara says, yeah, but Chavi Derabanan, the last Le'asus, the Klal. That bite from the Chachamim, there's no healing. There's no way to heal you. This one, he could have healed, but he didn't get healed. Now the obvious question is, my Havale Lemevet, what pasuk could you say? What pasuk did he even say? I have a raya that I'm allowed to go to the Goyish doctor. What's the raya? It says, V'chai behem. You should live. V'lo shiyamus behem. Not die. Gesundheit. Not die. You should live and not die. Now, what does that pasuk mean? You should live and not die.
You're allowed to save yourself.
What? Correct. Rabbi Shmuel, who said don't go, Hani Mili, that's only Bitzina. That's only if you're going to go privately and no one's going to know. Avo Bifar Hesia, lo. But Bifar Hesia, you can't go. Ditanya, because there's a Brisa that said something which is not what we hold. It's not La Halacha at all. We don't hold this. Ditanya. Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Minayin, how do you know? Shim Omer lo Adam Avra Avodas Kochavim. Worship, bow down to that idol. The Al Tarog, and then I won't kill you. Shiyavod, that you should bow down to the idol. The Al Yarog, and not die. We don't hold like that. At all. Talmud Lomar, V'chai Behem, V'lo, Shiyamus Behem. You hear this? He held, there was no big three, or at least there was no big two. There was no Avodah Zarah. Yachal Afil Befer Hesia. I would think even Bifar Hesia, Talmud Lomar, Votechalu es Shem Kodshi. No, you can't disgrace my name. That you can't do. You can't make a Chil Hashem. So if it's in public, you're going to have to give up your life. But if it's in private, you don't have to. Even for Avodah Zarah.
What are you violating?
What are you
violating the Torah by going to the mint for a refuah? What are you violating?
No, he's going to ask you to bow down to something.
No.
Oh, so somehow he's going to draw you in, he's going to, right? You know, I just healed you. You know, why don't you give a kiss to that idol over there? Why don't you bend down to that idol? Show us a makaras hatov. So it might happen. Stay away. But he held, no, don't stay away. Now, we don't hold like that. So within this discussion about if it's before Hesia, you have to give up your life. Now, how do we hold about that? Let's say it's Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah, even Bitzin, you have to give. What if he tells you, I want you to be mean to your mother? If you're not mean to your mother, I'm going to kill you. So you have to die? Kibarim is not one of the big three. What if it's before Hesia?
Changes.
It depends. It depends on the situation. What's the situation with the goyim, right? So Tosfos says like this.
Interesting. Chana and her children.
Yeah.
They were.
Avodah Zarah. That's one of the three.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but then he said, just bow down to pick up the ring. And people will think that you owe it to Avodah Zarah. You're really not. You're just picking up, just bending down to pick up the coin.
Right.
Right? So, it's the same thing, right? So, Tosfos says, fascinating Tosfos. See the Tosfos of Yochel? Second to last Tosfos?
Yeah.
It's the second, third to last line. On the end of the line. V'im ratzo lahachmir al atzmo. If you want to be machmir on yourself, afilu b'shar mitzvos, with other mitzvos, rishai. You're allowed to. So if the goy says, I want you to be mean to your mother, otherwise I'll kill you, you have a choice. You can either be mean to your mother, you can do anything wrong, you're an onis, he's put a gun to your head, or you can say, no, it's a kill me. I'm not going to be mean to my mother. I'm not going to violate Kibbutz Eim. I'm not going to do it. You have a choice. Right? Kemor Rav Bar Zimra, the Yerushalmi, quotes a Yerushalmi story, Shoye Eitzel Ovdei Kochavim, Amalei Echol Nevela, eat that treif. V'imlo, and if not, Katlin, I'm going to kill you. Katlin, I'm going to kill you. Amalei, E boys, Lemikdale, Katal. If you're gonna kill me, so kill me. Machmer Ahaya, but with Machmer, the Mistama Bitsinahaya. Says Tosas, Mistama it was not in public. It was just between no one knew about it. Kill me, I'm not eating that treif. Kill me. Right?
Yeah, but it's keep it off to be mean to your mother, because your mother wouldn't want you to.
And what about eating treif? What about eating treif? Okay, so same thing. Hashem set up a system that if it's not the big three, and it's Bitsina, you don't do the Avera. Says Tosfos, but you want to be Machmer, you can be Machmer.
So how does Tosfos explain B'chai Behem?
What? The B'chai Behem is a choice. Maybe
you're over B'chai Behem.
What?
You're over on B'chai Behem.
Says the Rambam, Shebemakom Shenemar Ya'avar. If the Goy says to you, violate, for Al Yaharog, and not just violate it, not to die. Chayiv lavar. You're chayiv to violate it. V'im nerag, and if you die, v'lo avar, harezim it's chayiv benafsho. You chayiv misa on yourself.
Even in public or just private?
Private. We're talking about private.
Second, you just changed it.
Yeah. No, it's the exact same thing.
No, it's not. He's doing it because it's not because he wants you to eat the thing. He's doing it because he wants you to be over something in the Torah instead.
But the same thing with the over here in the case in the Yerushalmi.
Right.
The guy says, I want you to eat that in the veil. If you don't eat it, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
But it was Bitsinner though.
Bitsinner.
I'll kill you if you don't eat that tray. I know you Jews, eat that tray. The Nazis did it all the time. They used to bring in food on Yom Kippur. Go eat it. Right? So they used to torture them like that. Mind games. So the guy says that. So it's a machlokes. Tosfos and the Rambam. Are you of the right to be machmir? Maybe machmir this machlokes and all like Tosfos. It's a machlokes. Bishonim, right? Fascinating stuff, right?
Plenty from over our history were held like Tosfos.
Plenty did hold like Tosfos. Mm-hmm. Right? So Tosfos is Rishon, and the Rambam might be more appealing to the Rambam. Right? So the question is, when the Torah said v'chay b'hem, Mati's right. What does chay b'hem mean? The option. So the Rambam says it's not an option, it's a chiyuv. Unless it's the big three. Right? Or it's Beferhesia and it's a Chil Hashem. Otherwise, V'chaybahem. V'chaybahem overrides. I think I'm going to be firm today. I'm not going to eat that treif and let him kill me. No, you're not going to do that. That's not being firm. It's Mizchayb and Afsha. That's committing suicide. Right? Which you're not allowed to do.
But isn't V'chaybahem also used for Mechal Shabbos for
Puach
Nefesh? Is that
the scratch for that? It's the same idea. To save your life, you can violate the mitzvos, except for the big three. So if the only medicine is Avodah Zarah medicine, you're not allowed to take it. We're going to get to that in the Gemara soon. You're not allowed to take that medicine. The only medicine is from Avodah Zarah, from a Nashe retreat. You have to die. Not allowed to. But okay, the Torah has rules. Well, the question is this one of the rules? Says Tosfos, no, it's not one of the rules. Says Dharma, of course it is. It's interesting machlokas. Right?
Tough machlokas.
So Tosfos says that you're able to do it's your option.
It's your option, right.
One second, but he was told for sure. I mean, that's for...
The Rambam?
The Rambam was told that if it's a time of persecution...
That's a different story. So it's also machlokas. That option was a chiyuv also. But then already, even Rambam would agree. If it's a time of persecution, what's the story there? Right, 100%.
Look, I think Ben Gamma listened to the story here.
Yeah.
The story, I think he listened to yesterday, as a guy, famous story of Tukarab, where a father said, if you bring me a drink of water... And he fell asleep, and he waited there by the guy for 3 hours till the father woke up. That's Ben Gamma.
Interesting.
The same one.
Right. Very nice. All right. Fine. Very good. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Thank you guys.